With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A week before Christmas in Florida and the East Coast are battening down the hatches. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says more wind and rain is in the forecast for much of Florida, which has been hit for the last couple of days, and they even have possibility of more severe weather.
There's the potential with the heavy rain, also the potential for tornadoes and some strong damaging winds with those storms as well.
Otto says while Florida is getting rain this weekend, that system will move all the way up the East Coast this weekend, and a few areas could even see snow.
Behind this system, it's going to become a lot colder. We'll have some lake effect snows, some upslope snow into the central Appalachians as well. But again, the big cities just rain for this system.
And that could make for a sloppy start to the busy holiday travel season. Also at SRNnews.com, counting down the days until the Iowa GOP caucuses, and the candidates are hitting the hustings hard. At a campaign event with law enforcement officers in the town of Corydon, Florida Governor DeSantis says if the campaign continues to focus on former President Trump, it'll give President Biden a better chance for re-election.
If 2024 is a referendum on Donald Trump specifically, or any of the other issues that are not germane to getting people able to get ahead again, securing the border, cracking down on crime, doing all that, that's going to give the Democrats an advantage.
Meanwhile, in Durham, the former president took exception to Mr. Biden's green energy policies.
Here's the problem. China is right now building 50 coal-fired plants, okay? Big plants, bigger than anything we have. 50 of them. They're building on average one a week, and now I understand the average is going to close than two a week.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, January 15th. SRN News. Trouble continues to hit Target's bullseye.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack are calling for the area to be adjacent to the Tree of Life synagogue, scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books, symbolizing the Book of Life in Jewish tradition. This is SRN News. It's being called a major drug bust.
Four California men charged with running a drug ring that sent hundreds of pounds of cocaine and methamphetamine to Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the Pacific. Authorities say the shipments were disguised as everything from car parts to instant noodles. Two of the men are now in federal custody. Two others are fugitives. Investigators seized more than 1,600 pounds of meth and 200 pounds of coke. Jason Walker reporting.
Quaker Oats recalling several of its granola products because the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. The company's asking customers to throw out certain types of granola bars and granola cereals, even though they've not received any negative reports from customers who are being asked now to report their recalled products to the company for information and reimbursement. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.